Hi, this is Dave Sims, an editor with the McKinsey Quarterly. We're here with Marcus Leffler, who is a McKinsey consultant based in Stuttgart, Germany, to talk about carbon and technology. Specifically, the question that Marcus and his team have looked at is, which will have the greater impact, increased emissions from a rapidly growing technology industry, or technology's ability to reduce carbon emissions in other industries? Marcus, can you give us an overview of what you found?
Yes, we basically looked at the ICT industry as a major part of the climate problem, as well as part of the solution. Now, what we found is currently, just to give you a feel for the size, currently ICT is actually overtaking aviation in terms of its impact. And this is mainly driven by the huge growth in information technology being deployed, both in data centers, also around workplaces, and also in terms of network and communication. So despite significant improvements in efficiency and technology for each of these individual technologies, it is actually, the growth in the economy is actually by far outpacing the progress in terms of energy efficiency.
The emissions related to information technology, is that primarily electricity, energy usage, or are there other factors?
It actually comes in two parts. It is, part one is the embedded software, how we call it, which is the energy used for production, but also the material used for production of the devices and also for the software. And then the second part is the energy used for use the equipment during its life cycle. For PCs, for example, the major part is in production because PCs are often idle or often switched off in their lifetime. For data centers, it's the other way around. There, the majority of the footprint is actually generated in the run part of the lifetime.
Where's the growth happening fastest?
Geographically, it's mostly happening in the developing countries. So basically India, China for now, but then there's other countries coming into the game. Data centers will be growing fastest, actually. Also, workplaces will grow very much with the number of new knowledge workers coming into the economy and so on.
So within information technology, what do you see as the greatest opportunities to reduce emissions?
There's two parts of that opportunity. For the first part is actually making IT greener, and it starts with building more efficient hardware. It starts with building more efficient, larger, more at scale data centers. But then also all the management advancements like productizing infrastructure, like virtualizing technology, improving the processes, industrializing the production of IT gives a great opportunity to reduce the both embedded and the carbon and the carbon used in the produced in the usage of the equipment. The second big opportunity is using ICT to make business processes across industries way more efficient. For example, in the energy production or in energy distribution, managing data better, having better sensors and smart grids, and optimizing the production of energy with the help of IT is a great opportunity for the industry.
Can you tell us more examples of how information technology can either improve manufacturing processes or reduce energy usage in other sectors?
So there's many more opportunities where ICT can help improve business processes. For example, in automotive production, just knowing the carbon footprint along the supply chain would be a major progress. And a lot of automotive manufacturers are at the moment thinking about deploying more IT, better IT, to just trace the carbon footprint along their very complex global supply chain. Another opportunity, just to switch gears completely, is private homes. Making homes smarter is a great opportunity to reduce the carbon footprint of the private households. Another area, to make it a little bit more, to give another example for a more of a macro view, is optimizing logistics transportation to avoid congestion, avoid waste of fuel on the way, to look for parking spaces, to look for empty roads, to look for the fastest way.
Can you generalize about the net costs to companies in optimizing their processes or optimizing their energy use using information technology?
This is actually one of the most attractive findings from our work. Different from many other industries, for ICT, typically the business cases are positive when we look at abatement opportunities, because having more efficient business processes, having a better use of resources with better data availability and data processing makes business processes more efficient. So both ecological and economical arguments point in the same direction generally. Now, of course, the payback periods sometimes are a little longer than for typical business cases, but some of the opportunities are really on the short term, so this is a highly attractive area to look at.
So how do companies receive this message?
That's a great question. Actually, we investigated and tested our messages with a number of companies, both from the provider side of technology and also major users of technology. Now, at least to my personal surprise, the providers are much more skeptical about the opportunities than major users of technology. So typically, companies that spend a lot of money on IT, where IT is a core part of their business processes, like banks, like manufacturing companies, like transportation companies, are very receptive and very excited about those opportunities. Hardware and software providers are, I guess, naturally a little bit more skeptical about the business opportunities. I'm convinced that this will actually change over the next couple of years, because there will be increased competition around very attractive business opportunities.
Why do you think that is? Is it more work for them to reimagine their manufacturing and development processes?
Yeah, I think it is. First of all, it's a very new management discipline to look at energy efficiency. This is not something companies have done really thoroughly, except for very kind of electricity expensive companies like aluminum production or so, but typically this is not a parameter companies optimize for. Also, with fundamentally changing business processes for more energy efficiency, a lot of other changes become necessary. So we really talk transformation programs and not just small evolutionary steps, which is, I think, a scary thought for some of the companies. On the other hand, it's a really major opportunity.
Some of the areas you looked into didn't seem as fruitful for reducing emissions that you might have expected would have, like telecommuting?
Yes, to our surprise, we found that dematerializing business processes via telecommuting, for example, via using more video conferences instead of travel, via basically avoiding travel with other means, would be the major driver or the major impact information technology has on the abatement potential. In fact, this is a relatively minor contribution compared to improving business process efficiency. The reason is that, first of all, it starts on a relatively small base, so you can only dematerialize a fraction of the baseline in emission. And second, the impact that automating business processes, that kind of better resource consumption along processes like supply chain, is just a bigger lever in the end.
Marcus, thanks for joining us. We've been talking with Marcus Leffler, a principal in McKinsey's Stuttgart office. For more details, visit mckinseyquarterly.com to read How IT Can Cut Carbon Emissions.